Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. Dish
Nation. Today on Dish Nation, Katy Perry has a new video and some big news to go with it. And Oprah finally gets J-Lo to admit something that we all know. And our boy HK is back in the head.
Yep. Good to be back. The Henny virus tried to take me out. So William Shatner's fourth divorce is final, and you won't believe what he got to keep in the divorce settlement. Plus, the Shaq agree to showing us his real hairline after losing a bet? We got his hilarious new look.
And did Drake really date two friends at the same time? We'll give you the details on that. And Andrew Freund sat down with Ben Affleck to discuss his new movie, The Way Back.
And I'm going to tell you if Kanye's new Yeezy collection is a must-have or not. Heidi, Frank, Chewy, and Andrew will join us in a bit. This is Dish Nation!
All right, y'all, before we jump into things, I want to let you know about something that's near and dear to our hearts, and that's St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. Now, for just $20 a month, you can help kids fight cancer and become a partner in hope. Do you know that the kids that go to St. Jude's, like their parents, never get a bill? And this is all made possible by people like you. If you text the word HUSTLE to 626262, you'll get a cool shirt like this, as well as helping kids who need you, man. So, big shout out to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital, all right?
Yeah.
And speaking of children, Katy Perry. Perry just dropped a video for her song called Never Worn White. Well, in case you forgot, Katy married comedian Russell Brand back in 2010, but she wore a gray dress, so that kind of explains the title. Now, Katy is engaged to Orlando Bloom, and the song is about looking forward to this marriage and wanting to get things right, but there's a surprise at the end. Check it out. Wow. Now, in case there was any doubt, the baby bump was real. And Katy did an Instagram Live where she confirmed the pregnancy.
There's going to be a lot more releasing than music.
Well, that makes it official.
I think she just found out she's pregnant.
Okay, the way she had, but you know, this is really funny to me, though. I would never think a girl like Katy Perry, well, first of all, make a song say she never wore white,
yeah,
and then being pregnant because her dad is a preacher. And you would think preachers' kids would be wholesome and they would.
Oh, this is far from the truth.
You know, PK kids.
They'd be the naughtiest ones. Oh, you got baptized them twice.
Really?
Yeah, and they might boil the water.
Really? So, Portia, I mean, how do you feel about it? I mean, that's a cute song, Never Worn White.
I think it's beautiful. I think it's sweet. I love the reveal. I know it was Beyonce-ish or whatever. Mm-hmm. But it was cute.
You know, and this is her first child. Like, Orlando Bloom has a 9-year-old. But, you know, I'm happy for her. It's about that time. Yeah. And this is, like, a cool way to, like, spill the information to your fans in the form of art.
Well, y'all, Katy Perry isn't the only one expecting a bundle of joy. Supergirl star Melissa Benoist and her husband Chris Wood are expecting their first child, and they made their announcement on Instagram with a funny twist. Melissa's post showed the couple posing with their two dogs as she's holding up a baby sweater, and she said, "A non-canine child is coming to our family very soon." And then Chris's post showed him with the baby bump, and the caption read, "The photo is a joke, but the news is real."
I like when people are creative when they, like, tell, you know, like, make a reveal. It's cute.
But I'm feeling upset. Why you didn't do that?
What? A funny reveal?
Yeah.
Like this? I mean, I don't know.
You should have done something. I mean,
I did actually. I had a baby special. You forgot?
She had a whole show.
Check. A few of them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know what, Portia? Since all these girls have done all these fabulous things, I mean, would you do something like that for the second one, and even wear white?
I mean, I think it's, this stuff is creative, but by the second one, I think it's like you prayed and go ahead and had a baby.
Aww. And that second baby gonna get the short end of the stick. That's so fun.
You're gonna feel deprived.
Okay, so how do you think I should announce if I were ever to get pregnant again?
Oh, that's somebody pushing a wheelbarrow.
And a wheelbarrow, just naked and belly.
Yes.
Just full of flowers.
Full of flowers.
Okay, that's what I'm gonna do, y'all.
Yes.
All right, y'all. Well, let's check in with our LA crew. What y'all got for us today? Yay, yay!
Thanks, Atlanta, and look who is with us today.
I'm here.
When you're here. Now, later, we're going to have your chat with Ben Affleck. But first, I want the tea, as Gary would say, on his most famous ex, J-Lo. And I hear you have it.
Damn. All right, guys. So I had the opportunity last weekend to go to Oprah's 2020 Vision Tour. So
nice.
You're living my life. You realize that? My dream life.
You know who else was there? Jennifer Lopez, as we were talking about.
She's amazing.
And, you know, Oprah had to ask her. She was like, J-Lo, do you ever look in the mirror and just think to yourself, damn? And you know what? She had some things to say about it.
Are there some days where you look at yourself and you go, damn?
You know what?
Really?
There are days.
Listen, don't we think it would be a shame to look like this and not know it?
No.
Hallelujah.
No, there are days where look in the mirror, or like I'm getting out of the shower and I'm looking at myself, just in all my glory, you know, and I'm like, oh, you sexy, you good.
I mean, that's a 50-year-old woman. J-Lo is 50 and looks like she's 20.
I love her anyway, but I like her more because there's nothing more. It irritates me when, like, if she would say, I don't know, I don't really see myself that way. That would irritate me. Because, come on.
Yeah, you liar.
Be real.
You're one of the most beautiful women in the world.
Right. And you work really hard on your body. So there's nothing wrong with saying, damn, I look cute.
And, like, this interview, it was the most honest I think I've ever seen Jennifer Lopez be. And obviously, she's being interviewed by Oprah.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's always nice when you're going to see someone that's real and not just kind of giving you sound bites. So I thought it was honest. But, Frank, when you look in the mirror after a shower, what do you think to yourself?
What do I think to myself?
Yeah. Are you happy with what you see?
Not at the moment, no. Last thing I thought was, my God, you wore a sweater in the shower?
Okay, so you need to use your manscaper.
There you go.
I was like, I got the new manscaper. We need to do the whole chest and everything.
Like, I can pick five different things on my body that I'm like, God, I wish I could change that.
I can pick 10. This would be a game of fun.
Yeah, let's do a game. It sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Name that tune, but it's the opposite. Name what's wrong with Heidi. I can do it in 10 minutes.
Heidi's perfect. She's an angel.
I can't name any.
We were speaking of honesty earlier. Obviously, you didn't learn. You learned nothing.
We should move on.
Yes. William Shatner has a recent divorce from his fourth wife.
Number four.
Elizabeth.
You're not good at it, William Shatner.
Yeah, who knows if he's going to go for five. But yeah, this is the end of the fourth, and now it's out what the settlement looked like.
Crazy.
What they're each going to get in the divorce. Okay. And reportedly, they're each going to get two horses.
Nice.
Shatner also gets the two dogs, Macchiato and Double Espresso. William Shatner's obviously into horse breeding as well because he gets the horse equipment and all the horse semen.
Whoa.
Wow.
What does that mean?
Because he can breed them.
He can keep breeding the babies.
Wait, he has the horse stuff?
Yeah, is it like in a vial? It's like a vial you keep in the fridge?
You don't keep it in the fridge.
No.
I think this horse is called.
These popsicles are horrendous.
This gravy tastes different.
Oh, God.
This yogurt might be past born.
What a weird thing to fight over in a divorce.
Well, I guess there's certain
expensive, man.
To actually extract that kind of thing from a horse, you have to have, I think there's like a giant sleeve, and so he got all that stuff. And actually, horse semen can be worth millions and millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah, bunch of horsey gravy. Stay tuned. There's more Dish Nation right after the break.
Dish Nation.
Gary, I know you said you've been having a hard time keeping track of all your tea spilling sessions, but what about hiring someone as a personal assistant?
Oh, yes, I would love that, honey. I'm always forgetting stuff. Some help would be kind of great.
Well, hiring is challenging, but there's one place you can go where hiring is simple, fast, and smart. A place where growing businesses connect to qualified candidates, and that place is ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation.
ZipRecruiter, what's that?
ZipRecruiter sends your job to over 100 of the web's leading job sites, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invites them to apply to your job. ZipRecruiter is so effective that 4 out of 5 employees who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Now, okay, this sounds like a one-stop shop. Sign me up.
And right now, to try ZipRecruiter for free, my viewers can go to ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. DISHNATION. ZipRecruiter.com/DishNation. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Yay!
Well, it looks like this rapper is out here destroying hearts and almost friendships, child. On her podcast, I'm Here for the Food, former video vixen Melissa Ford had America's Next Top Model alum Takara Jones on as a guest, and they shared a story about a time that they found out they both were dating the same guy. Mm. Take a look.
Oh.
Yeah, she's telling me that we're dating the same guy, and you know what I said to him? What I said to her, I was just like, knock yourself out. There was no way I was losing my friend to this guy, no matter who the f- was. Mm-hmm. I was not losing my girlfriend. It was, can I say it?
Hit it.
Drake. It was total, yeah.
You I love Drake.
That's so Drakey.
That's so Drake.
I mean, yeah. Has he dated everybody?
Every hot girl.
Well, how long did he date them, though?
No,
you know,
type.
That's a question. Did they date for a year, a month? How long did they date?
It don't matter. Like, they both seem like they thought separately they were dating the guy.
And now Melissa, I mean, she's from Toronto, Canada. Isn't Drake somewhere from Canada?
Uh-huh.
Or something like that?
Yeah,
so,
he's
you
from
know,
Toronto.
So they probably knew each other or whatever. But Takara was a top model.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm surprised he dated Takara. That didn't seem like that would be his flavor.
Right. No, he likes big, thick girls.
Really?
Light skin, medium.
It's so funny because this situation, same thing kind of happened to me and the girl weren't friends.
Mm.
We just kind of look alike and we're both known.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a mutual best friend that he didn't know about.
Mm.
So when he was telling me, like, you know, I'm going to be with you and I'm up there at his grandmother's birthday party and all this, the girl ended up finding out because I was like, oh my gosh, I think we're going to the next level. And my friend told her, she was like, he said he was flying me in on Sunday, and I was leaving on Sunday.
Ooh.
I was like,
Lord have mercy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, yeah. This is organized.
He was. The flights was.
All right, y'all. Well, moving on, honey. It's time for another
What the Fashion.
That's right, honey. So Kanye West returned to Paris, debuting his new Yeezy Season 8, honey, ready-to-wear fashion for fall 2020. But I don't know, y'all, honey, if I would even wear any of this. Y'all, now, let's take a look and tell me what you think.
I'm usually so here for Kanye fashion, but this look hot, even for fall.
Yeah.
I like the bottom pair of wheat boots.
Let me see. Yeah.
I like that bottom
those
pair
boots is
of boots. I could do those.
Now, I believe it or not, I like the outfit that's in great, covered up the face and got the sleeves and... And so I would wear that. It looked like something I have, but it's in knit.
I don't know. I don't like nothing but the gray jogger pants.
I was just
going
to say that. You wouldn't wear that?
Yeah, I like the gray jogger pants.
Yo, the white one tough, too, especially, like, if you live in an area where, like, the weather is kind of inclement.
Like the North Pole? Look like a damn, what's that thing?
I like
that snow,
snow
monster.
Oh, y'all
snow
like
yeah.
But y'all wear them Uggs year round, so
see?
You can't hate on these.
The you can kill every roach in your house with one stomp. All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Guys, need a pair of earbuds that fit your everyday lifestyle? I got the hookup. You're going to love these premium Bluetooth stereo earbuds. Now, they have crystal quality sound while you're up and active, and they're designed to fit snugly into the contours of your ears, and they never slip out.
I like these, Craig. Tell me more.
Well, Brad, they come in four colors. It has a built-in microphone with smooth and clear communication. They help block out the outside sound so your phone calls are free from disturbance. And the icing on the cake is they're designed with a ceramic antenna that boosts the signal strength and reduces interference.
I don't know. How much does this cost? I mean, how much is a pair of it?
Well, listen up. The two-pack Lifestyle Advanced Elevate Premium Bluetooth Stereo Earbuds usually has been seen for as high as $100. But for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only
$20. $20?
Oh, okay, okay.
Just go to moretosave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, y'all. Up next, our guy Andrew Freund sits down with Ben Affleck and the rest of the cast to discuss the new movie, The Way Back. We'll have more after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation, y'all. Woo! All right, so Andrew, I heard you had the chance to sit down with my homie Ben Affleck and the rest of the cast of the new film, The Way Back. How was that, brother?
Yes. Now, I have to say, this is one of Ben's finest performances because he is open, he is honest, he plays a high school basketball coach who's an alcoholic, so he's going through it. And as we know, Ben is also going through it in real life, and he was very open and honest in our interview about everything.
I got a feeling this team is not as bad as its record.
We have to trust each other.
We have to have faith.
Don't underestimate the impact you can have on them.
You got this.
No, don't just nod. I want to hear your voice. Yes or no?
Yes, coach.
Okay, so first question for Ben is, how freeing was it to make this movie for you, and how was it part of your healing process?
It was a wonderful experience to make this movie for me. And yes, part of it has to do with being an alcoholic and not drinking and kind of knowing that that brings up a lot of feelings that you've been kind of putting down. Probably the most rewarding aspect of it, personally, was like coming in and spending time with this team every day, virtually every day, and being around these guys and listening to their stories and hearing what their lives were like. And, you know, that was like a real joy. I don't really have that in my life. Like, I'm not in my 20s. I don't roll with like a crew of 10 guys every night. You know, those days are kind of behind me, but so I feel like I got to cheat a little bit and like feel like I have some, you know, young friends. And
You do.
Okay, so now we see a lot of times there's actors portraying athletes, but there have been athletes who have acted. So I have a list of athletes who have acted, and I want you guys to tell me who did the best job. Are you ready for this?
Sure, yeah,
all right, sure. So first we have LeBron, who is in Trainwreck, obviously. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who is in Bruce Lee movie. We have Shaq, who is in Kazam, and Michael Jordan, who is in Space Jam.
I would say Kareem was pretty funny in Airplane.
I would probably go with Shaq. I'm gonna be biased, though. Like, out of that list you just named, he didn't know how much. I did think LeBron was pretty good in Trainwreck. He was pretty funny, I did.
I feel like you've played basketball with some famous guys. Who has the best game?
Yeah, I play with a lot of famous guys. They all think they have game. It's mostly their assistants who are like, oh, you got by me again. Matt's pretty good. Matt Damon's got a pretty good basketball player. At least he was until he was a 50-year-old man. I've never met an actor who I was. Justin Timberlake. Justin Timberlake,
he's that good.
Has a ton of game.
He's the type that's good at everything.
He's good at golf, he's good at basketball, he's good at dancing. Justin is very, very, very talented.
What sport do you wish you were good at?
Any. Gymnastics. Sport.
Okay.
Any sport.
Yeah.
I'm even bad at yoga and I'm Indian. Like, what? We invented it. Why am I bad at this?
Lastly, wrapping up, how much do we love Ben? Like, how much do we love how vulnerable? Okay, all right, we're getting a 50.
What is the tallest mountain in the world?
Mount Everest.
So if you got to the top of Mount Everest and then you jumped,
To the actual
you'd be dead.
You'd be a dead person.
Yeah.
But you also, it'd be an exhibition of how much we love Ben.
Yeah.
Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, we've all made a bet with somebody, right?
Yeah,
at some point in time.
Yeah.
Well, Shaq appeared on his show Inside the NBA this week, and he was sporting a new hairstyle. Apparently, he made a bet with Dwayne Wade, and he lost.
All right.
Well, let's let you hear Shaq tell you what went down.
Let's see it.
Let's just get it out of the way, America. I had a bet against one of my good friends, D Wade, Milwaukee versus the Heat. I said Milwaukee was going to win by 20, and the Heat won. And I said, well, what do you want me to do? Pay you? He said, nah. You gotta let your hairline grow out. We wanna see your hairline looking like Kenny Smith.
I think it looks pretty good.
It looks horrible.
No, but hang on a second. No. Okay, number one, it's painted on, number one.
Yeah,
number two,
yeah, for sure.
When you look at the side-by-side picture, it looks like a guy who was told, you know who you kind of look like?
Yes.
Jack is hilarious.
With his glasses.
He's a great sense
he's
of humor.
A good sport.
And they
he's
do have a great time on that show, just like we have on this show.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If we were going to make internal bets with one another.
Wow.
And, you know, obviously, if we make a bet, you got to stick to it. I mean, Heidi never does bet. But, you know,
I do, too.
We shall see.
Never
Heidi.
A welcher.
I don't know what we're going to bet on, but later.
Am I getting naked in this whole scenario?
No. If you lose, naked. You got to dye your hair red.
Ooh.
What about Andrew? What are we going to do with him?
Oh, geez. You got to trim your pubes.
Well, how would we know that?
Already done. Yeah.
I guess I'm a loser.
I've been losing for years.
You got to grow one first, Andrew.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.